And the year after you fall out of the window, you release Rock Bottom and marry Alfie on the same day that Rock Bottom is released. And you've talked about this as your year zero. Tell us about this sort of momentous 1974
to 4. Yeah, well, it was interesting being in hospital. When I broke my back, I was sort of out of it for about 6 weeks. And then, because they put you on painkillers and all kind of stuff. And with this kind of accident, they don't know how much of what you like is trauma and you'll recover from and how much is permanent. But the first thing I remember is a doctor coming around saying, he said, you're paraplegic. He said, you won't be able to walk. He said, you'll live, it'll knock about 10 years off your life, 20 if you smoke, and then went on to the next bed. So I thought, it was very straightforward. And, I thought, it's admirable, really, no flowery stuff there. I mean, you're in a ward with, 20 other people, you don't feel picked out in any way. It's one of the lads. So there we all were. And I'd been working on material for Matrimoil, but I'd been with Alfie for a while, and Alfie was working in various capacities on film. She was already a film editor, amongst other things, but on this particular film, she was working in other capacity, but as assistant generally, and as a friend of Julie Christie's. It was filmed in Venice, and we hadn't been together long enough to sort of risk.
This was Don't Look Now.
It
we
was,
should say.
Yeah. And we hadn't been together long enough to risk separating for that kind of length of time. So I went with her, and I sort of kicked my heels where they were staying while they were off working on the island of Giudecca, which is sort of part of the. Part of the territory there, and Alfie bought me a little keyboard there to keep me occupied while they were off working. And what I liked about this keyboard was, and I still haven't found one that does it since, it had a slow vibrato on it. Think about where they have vibrato on organs, whether it's the old Hammond or modern electric ones, it's just too fast, so it's too abrupt. It either goes like and then something, yo, and I think, I want something in between that. And this one had a sort of bendy thing. We could go, yo. I thought, yeah, I want that one. And it was fantastic. It hardly did anything, this machine, but it did that. And that was it. I did that. I'm kind of right forever on this. Actually, after about a year or two, Alfie said, could you sort of think of some other noises? I loved it, this thing. So all the material I've been preparing for Matrimoil, with this thing. And then in the hospital, after a few months, you're allowed out for a few hours a day, out into the wheelchair. You get really dizzy and you faint, but when you've been lying on your back for a few months. But anyway, you were allowed out for a day. And there was a guest room with a visitor's room with a right piano. Nobody ever went in there. So the visitors came to visit, not to play piano. But so I worked out some extra bits on things on the piano. And so by the time I came out of hospital, I sort of had... I spent the whole time... Because I don't think about having an accident, and I didn't want to become a professional cripple because it's boring thinking about things like that. I can't stand it, So as Alfie said, I live in denial, which is... So, it works for me. I just thought, I'm not going to think about this. Oh, they're doing an operation on me today so I can pee. I can't bear to think about it. It's too disgusting. I'm going to think about something else, which I would do. And I just thought about this record, really. And tried, because I can't write music, I had to memorise everything. And it's about 40 minutes worth of stuff. So I was holding it together and learning it and holding it together and learning it. And I came out, I had a sort of record in my head. And this was Rock Bottom. And Richard Branson came to the hospital and his music man, Simon Draper, had said, he's advised him on who to get. He said, ask Robert. So he came along and said, you can record for us. So I did, and the record I recorded, I did it with some friends, and it was a free feeling because I wasn't in a group. And I didn't realise it wasn't the law that you had to be in a group, I thought, because I always thought groups is like took over from national service as the sort of thing that young men had to do. You know. After 10 years of conquering Germany, you got formed a beat group and went and did it again, you know. And but you don't have to. You don't have to be in a beat group.